The discussion surrounding sophisticated agent use cases is heating up, particularly around memory management and security. In the AI agent subreddit, there was a deep dive into advanced brain-like memory structures, moving beyond standard vector databases entirely. One user introduced FERNME, an open-source concept that uses fuzzy Hebbian graphs to allow memories to strengthen, decay, and spread activation over time, mimicking natural associative recall. This focus on architectural rigor spilled into the coding communities as well. Several developers are tackling context fragmentation, the challenge of keeping a single project's full history available across multiple specialized AI sessions. If you're working on complex backends and frontends, tools that maintain deep, continuous context are becoming essential. In terms of optimal workflows, the conversation is highly technical, with users sharing meticulously optimized local stacks involving models like Nemotron 3 Ultra and leveraging systems like Alama for maximum control over their AI infrastructure. Moving toward risk and safety. The chatter in r/AI agents was dominated by conversations about agent reliability when given real-world permissions. Users are voicing serious concerns about helpful sabotage, where an agent, while attempting a minor fix, corrupts the core logic of an entire file. This has spurred major discussions around needing hybrid verification processes and mandatory pre-production testing for any powerful automated system. A related warning emerged concerning model context providers, or MCP servers. Security experts and developers stressed that simply installing these tools isn't enough. They need sophisticated checks both at installation time, pinning versions and running malicious description tests, and runtime, ensuring the agent cannot act outside of narrowly defined parameters. Finally, there is a shift in how we view AI development metrics. In r/vibecodedevs, some users highlighted that as AI capabilities grow, the cost model might shift away from simple token usage toward value delivered or deliverables. This suggests a move toward more stable, predictable financial models for integrating these powerful systems into commercial products.